vs. America rushing our way. The fact that Lynn wrote the show largely in sequence means that this book can trace the two revolutions in tandem. The story of the show's creation begins at the White House on May 12, 2009, when he performed the first song for the first time. It ends with opening night on Broadway, August 6, 2015, just after he completed the final scenes of the show. The account of what happened in the intervening 6 years is based on what I saw in script meetings, set meetings, presentations, workshops, dressing room hangouts, and at some excellent parties. It also draws on interviews with more than 40 people close to the show and on timely glimpses into their notebooks, inboxes, and Twitter feeds, Lynn's in particular. All of the listening and watching and talking yielded three large surprises. The first is that while Hamilton looks seamless and effortless and inevitable, it was none of those things. It could have been, and at several points almost was, a very different show. Thousands of choices and a fair bit of luck shaped the result. The same can be said of the 18th century revolution, inevitable in retrospect, but unprecedented and all but impossible to imagine ahead of time. Second, the narrative of the show's creation amplifies the show's themes, like the one about how stories harden into history. A few hours before the opening night performance on Broadway, sitting in his dressing room, Lynn and I realized that the